Anti-Defamation League CEO accuses Trump of using Jews as a shield. By Joel B. Polak on July 15, 2019. Anti-Defamation League, ADL, CEO Jonathan Greenblatt is accusing President Donald Trump of using Jews as a shield after the president defended his tweets about the far-left Democratic squad by arguing that they were anti-Israel and anti-Semitic. Greenblatt, a former Obama administration official, tweeted Monday. Hashtag anti-Semitism is on the rise. At real Donald Trump using Israel to defend his blatant racism only hurts the Jewish community. He doesn't speak for any of us. We call on all leaders across the political spectrum to condemn these racist, xenophobic tweets and using Jews as a shield. Jonathan Greenblatt, at Greenblatt Handle, July 15, 2019. In a more extensive statement, the ADL accused Trump of undermining widespread bipartisan support for Israel, without reference to the anti-Israel drift of the Democrats, not one of whom attended the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem last year, and who could not bring themselves to criticize Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, in a resolution last year. The ADL has traditionally spoken out against anti-Semitism and other forms of prejudice. Once respected as a nonpartisan institution, under Greenblatt's leadership it has become more openly left-wing and anti-Trump. Early in the Trump presidency, Greenblatt and the ADL hyped the idea that Trump's election and his supporters were responsible for a rise in anti-Semitism. Among the anti-Semitic incidents that the ADL cited were a series of hoax bomb threats to Jewish community centers. The culprits were a troubled Jewish American teenager in Israel and a disturbed black liberal former journalist. The ADL consistently emphasized the threat when its own data showed a more complicated picture. Greenblatt himself said earlier this year that he personally believes that President Trump is racist. He appeared on Al Sharpton's MSNBC program to discuss hate crimes, and never once mentioned Sharpton's own long history of anti-Semitism and racist rhetoric. Earlier this year, he accepted an apology from Rep. Omar about anti-Semitic rhetoric that she had not actually given. She went on to repeat her behavior. Some Jews defended Trump on Monday, contradicting Greenblatt's claim that the president doesn't speak for any of us. Among them was conservative radio host Mark Levin, who recently returned from broadcasting his show from Israel. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.